Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, October 24th. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site. AmWager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R, legal in most states, carrying most tracks in North America, with great tools and perks. Check it out, amwager.com. Become a member. And when you're there, you can check out the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with a beginning of a trio of very nice stakes races in New York on kind of a quiet weekend with 2 weeks to go to Breeders' Cup. And it's race 7 at Belmont, the Hudson Handicap, post 3:26 Eastern. There's some good opportunity for profit in these three races, so that's why I've kind of started with them, because in this first one, Big Engine, 5-1 morning line, Dugout, 10-1, and Captain Bombastic, 6-1, all open at odds higher than they should be based on their probability to win, in my opinion. Big Engine has won 7 of 15 dirt races, including 2 of his last 3, both sprints. The first of the 2 at Saratoga, the last at Belmont last month. Jose Lescano was up for both and rides back, and the 106 and 103 Ecobase speed figures from those two allowance racers, as good as any of the horses in this field have earned in similar New York bred stakes races. He does need the lead to win, so with Tribeca getting the rail, absolutely need the lead type, and with Foolish Ghost having the same need the lead style, plus maybe Arthur's Hope, Big Engine could be in the right spot off the pace to make the winning move. Dugout led from start to finish to win a turf sprint last month, but came from just off the pace to win the quarter-million Steel Valley sprint on dirt 3 before that in November. He's making his third start off the layoff, has improving to do, has won 7-12, and gets Irad Ortiz Jr. I can't find a knock to go along with his double-digit running line odds. Captain Bombastic won the nearly identical Mike Lee Stakes in June over the track, with Saez up, who also rode him to a win in the identical New York Stallion Series Stakes in August at Saratoga. Captain Bob Bastic's other two races since June were open stakes, so they don't really count as much. And back with the kind he's beaten twice, he has a big shot to win for the fifth time in his 10th career start. Win bets in the Hudson Handicap, race 7 at Belmont Post, 3:26 Eastern on Saturday, October 24th, starting with Big Engine, with minimum odds of 5-2. I gladly bet 2 of the 3 with minimum odds on the other 2, Dugout and Captain Bombastic, at 3-1. I bet the highest of those 2, the highest odds in their post time, and definitely Big Engine. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool. It's a very useful tool. It allocates your wagers for the best edge. It lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. You don't have to do any math. AmWager has a free dutching tool among many other great features and perks. Check out amwager.com. For the exactas, we're going to box Big Engine, Dugout, and Captain Bombastic, and optionally play an exact of Big Engine, Dugout, and Captain Bombastic overall. Then play some doubles. In race 7, Big Engine, Dugout, and Captain Bombastic, and in race 8, Some Like It Hot Brown, Dot Matrix, and Rinaldi. And then to pick 3, using Big Engine, Dugout, and Captain Bombastic in race 7, Some Like It Hot Brown, Dot Matrix, and Rinaldi in race 8, and Timely Tradition in race 9. Moving on to race 8, this is the Mohawk Stakes. Race 8, Belmont, 3:59 Eastern, Saturday, October 24th. And Some Like It Hot Brown is one of 2 dropping in class, but not suspiciously so. The other is Cross Border, who I'll use in second, but who, in my opinion, isn't as fast as Some Like It Hot Brown or even Rinaldi, who at 5-2 morning line odds doesn't offer the value of Dot Matrix. But Some Like It Hot Brown just finished second in the Grade 2 Dinner Party Stakes on Preakness Day. 2 before that won the Grade 2 Bernard Baruch Handicap at Saratoga. Those were both at this mile and 16th mile trip. His other 2 recent ones were not. He also won at this mile and 16th trip in February. He's been facing open company, not New York breds, for 2 years now. These are significantly easier, and repeating either of those last 2 races I mentioned is good enough to get him the win. Dot Matrix finished second to Rinaldi in the similar West Point Stakes last month at Saratoga after, like Some Like It Hot Brown, running in 2 much tougher open-graded stakes. He won the Ashley T. Cole Stakes last September against state breds, and now he's back at a competitive level. Dot Matrix is worth a long look, opening at 9-2. Rinaldi is definitely a contender. He won the West Point for the second win in a row, fourth in seven starts, three of those at this state stakes level. His only knock is he appears to do his best when leading from the start, although it appears on paper he will have the lead to himself. There's no guarantee, so at 3-1, I think I'll pass on a win bet versus the other two. In the Mohawk, race 8 at Belmont Post, 359 Eastern, Saturday, 10:24. Win bet, some like it hot brown, 9-5. Dot Matrix, 5-2 or better. This is the kind of race where a dutching tool like the free one at Amwager really comes in handy. Proportions your bets based on the odds so you don't have to do the math for yourself. Exact this. We're going to box Dot Matrix and some like it hot brown. Box Dot Matrix and Rinaldi. No point in boxing Rinaldi and some like it hot brown. Those won't pay very much. If you want to stick with the pick 3 played in race 7, that's fine. If not, let's play some doubles. Some like it hot brown, Dot Matrix and Rinaldi in race 8. Time Magician in race 9. Race 9 is the Iroquois Stakes, post 431 Eastern at Belmont on 10:24. And in spite of hopefully being alive in doubles and pick 3s, I am still really looking forward to betting Time of Tradition to win and keying him on top in the exacta. Time of Tradition has won 11 of 30 in her career, including 4 of 6 this year. She's won 3 times at Belmont as well. She's won her last 2 starts against New York Breds. She won an open allowance race as well last time out on September 5th at Saratoga in a field of 8 after stalking in third early under Davis, who had ridden her only once before to victory in March. Time Magician cuts back from 7 to 6 furlongs. That's good. Davis picks the mare to ride over Officer Hutchie, who he just rode to win in the New York Stallion Series Stakes 2 days before Timely Tradition won. So he looks like he knew both, and he decided to go with this one. Time Magician appears to be a very strong play because, in my opinion, she should be 9-5, not 5-1 in the morning line. She earned a 96th last race Echo Base speed figure, the best last race figure in the field, even better than those earned by horses that ran stakes. And when winning under Davis in March, she earned a 105 figure, and no other horse in this race has ever broken 100. So that is really significant here. In the Iroquois, race 9 at Belmont, post 431 Eastern, Saturday, October 24th, Timely Tradition is a win bet at 9-5 or more. And I'm playing an exacta of Time of Tradition overall, even for a buck, just in case something wacky happens in second. I think it's some extra money to make if Time of Tradition runs as expected. The last race on today's Key Races and Bets podcast is the Maryland Millions Classic, a state bred race down at Laurel. Race 11, 4:53 Eastern, and I really like the race because the two horses with the lowest morning line odds, Harper's First Ride and Top Line Growth, they're legitimate, but neither are standouts. And there's a horse in this race of the rest who has every right to run a lot better than his 15-1 starting odds, and that is Prendimi. We'll also mention Monday Morning QB has a look. Prendimi gets the ground-saving rail for this 9-furlong trip. Hank finished second the only other time he ran 9 furlongs, and that was in last year's Maryland Millions Classic. He's first or second in 12 of 22, has superb tactical speed and the rail, so I expect him to be in the top 3 from the start, under very good jockey Daniel Centeno, be right there down to the wire. One before last in the state bred stakes, he earned a 102 figure. And in last year's Maryland Million Classic, he earned a 110 figure, which is better than any other horse in the race in the field except for the 110 Top Line Growth earned August 14th here at Laurel. But Top Line Growth is 2-1, and Prendimi is 15. There are no knocks on Harper's First Rider Top Line Growth. And additionally, the effort Monday Morning QB put forth in the Federico Tessio at this trip in September when second to Happy Saver was really good, and Happy Saver came back to win the Jock Club Gold Cup. In the Maryland Million Classic, race 11 at Laurel Post, 4:53 Eastern on Saturday, the 24th of October. Prendimi's a win bet at 4-1. And instead of a place bet, because I think he will be double digits, I like an exact of all over Prendimi, and then come back and play Harper's First Ride, Top Line Goth, and Monday Morning QB over Prendimi. Also, I might play exacta boxes just to try and press it here. Pretty inexpensive. Exacta box Prendimi and Harper's First Ride, Prendimi and Top Line Growth, and Prendimi and Monday Morning QB. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping, LSTAR's blog. While you're there, please check it out and become a member. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. It's a great betting site with lots of races and benefits for the better. Lots of tools. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.